Two RIT professors, Hinda Mandel and Julie Decker, are using art to call attention to Rochester's history of social activism. They're planning what they call a craft intervention at a historic site on Corinthian Street near the intersection of Main and State. WXXI's Beth Adams and Mandel met there to find out more.
In the 19th century, Corinthian Street housed Corinthian Hall, which was an incredible space of gathering for social reformists. For instance, Frederick Douglass spoke here, Susan B. Anthony spoke here, Ralph Waldo Emerson spoke here, and importantly, what brings me here is the Rochester Ladies Anti-Slavery Sewing Society.
Wait a minute, the Rochester Ladies Anti-Slavery Sewing Society. How do sewing and social activism go together?
That's such a great question. So this was a group of mostly middle to upper middle class white women, family women, married women, who supported with all of their hearts the abolition of slavery. And they called slavery a social evil. And in 1851, a group of six women started this social reform group. And they held fundraising bazaars where they sold their handcraft to people, and that money went to support Frederick Douglass and his newspaper.
And the Underground Railroad, too, at one point, I think, right?
Yes, that's absolutely right. So in 1855 and 1856, this group of women, through their fundraising efforts and through the sale of their handcraft, they came up with enough funds for 136 freedom seekers, escaped slaves, to find safe passage to Canada.
So bring me back to the present. You have an interest in this location because you have an art installation, specifically a yarn installation that's going to be here. What is the connection between this and the past, and what message are you delivering with this?
So first of all, me and my co-curator, Julie Decker, we want to bring attention to the historic work of the Rochester Ladies Anti-Slavery Sewing Society and the work that they did at Corinthian Hall, which was the site of their fundraising holiday bazaars. And we're doing that through yarn and color. So we are crafting, and we're asking community members to craft 7-inch by 7-inch crochet or knit squares that we are going to put all along the railing on Corinthian Street.
Because it's kind of a parking lot right now.
That's right. Yeah, so this remarkable historic site, it became a parking lot in 1929. And it's been a parking lot ever since. And so we're trying to kind of unerase that historic erasure and bring vibrancy and a bit of historic recognition to this space.
How can people participate in this?
So we would love tremendous amounts of community participation. The best way to kind of get in touch is by going to craftingdemocracy.com, and you can find our contact information. We need everyone's crochet or knit swatches or crochet or knit flower embellishments to be sent to me by August 15th for our August 21 yarn installation.
Are there any specific instructions about what you want this to look like, or is it literally this creation of many colors and many styles?
It's the latter. It's crafter's choice. So the biggest thing is that the knit or crochet square should be 7 inches by 7 inches for a bit of uniformity, but any color, any yarn weight, and also we invite people to crochet or knit flowers that we will then sew onto the swatches. So it'll be this like gorgeous cornucopia of color.
Where did you get this idea?
I can't remember when, but sometime within the last 10 years, I came across this concept, you know, that's colloquially known as yarn bombing, which is putting yarn in public places. But really, what interests me is how yarn can be a message system or a communication system when we put it out in the public space. So that's what I really want to do, is I want yarn to be like a mechanism for communication and for being the thread from the present to the past.
So when people walk by here, what are you hoping they see or take in from this installation?
First, I hope that they smile and then pause, and I hope that the installation draws them in. There will be a cross-stitch marker that will explain in written text what this is all about, and that will be created by the cross-stitch artist Allison Flaherty. And then I hope that they maybe take to Google and do a little bit of research about, you know, Rochester's really unique progressive and social reformist history.